At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Officer David Sherrard is the first to die on duty in the 63-year history of the Richardson Police Department. Police responded last night to a disturbance at an apartment when Sherrard was shot in the neck. He later died at a hospital. The 37-year-old Sherrard had worked for Richardson Police for more than a dozen years. He was married and had two daughters. The suspected gunman, 26-year-old Brandon McCall, is being held at a charge of capital murder of a peace officer. A second person was killed last night. Police say 30-year-old Renee Gomez lived at the apartment complex. Tomorrow night, the Dallas Opera presents The Ring of Polycrates. It hasn't been heard in the U.S. for nearly 30 years. KERA's Bill Siebel explains why this work of Eric Korngold is considered a nearly forgotten masterpiece.
Austrian prodigy Erich Wolfgang Korngold was best known for his 1930s and 40s film scores. He won an Oscar for Robin Hood with Errol Flynn and garnered two additional nominations. But years earlier, as a child, he began by writing extraordinary classical music.
Well, I would say that Korngold was the greatest prodigy of them all. There was nobody on his level at his age that I can really compare him to.
University of North Texas music professor Tim Jackson compares Korngold to Mozart and Mendelssohn, the world's best-known classical music prodigies of any age. Jackson says Korngold still stood apart. Born in 1897, he wrote this short one-act comic opera, The Ring of Polycrates, when he was 17.
He found his voice so early in his career. I mean, he was only, 12, 13 when he was writing pieces that were fully mature. It was like he came out of the womb, you know, fully formed, fully mature.
Korngold's first opera focuses on young married couple Wilhelm and Laura, happy, successful, and still in love like newlyweds. Wilhelm's old friend Peter arrives to visit, perhaps jealous. He convinces his friend to consider sacrificing something precious so as not to tempt the gods with all his joy. Peter once coveted Laura. He suggests she might be the perfect sacrifice. Wilhelm should test her loyalty. In her first aria, Laura reads from her diary. She met Peter Fogel before meeting her future husband.
This was the standout hit that actually was recorded as a single.
Peter Cazares directs the Korngold Opera.
And she's not saying bad things about Peter Fogel. I think she's just sort of like, he was so clumsy and, you know, he tried to dance with us and I felt sorry for him. Wilhelm arrived and I realized he was the man for me and the sound world changes.
That changing sound world helped tip critics off to Korngold's genius, says Tim Jackson. As Laura recalls Peter, she sings in a minor key. When singing about Wilhelm, Jackson says the sound brightens and moves to a major key.
The music brilliantly captures the psychological state of the heroine here. Again, it's mind-boggling how somebody so young could have that kind of ability to find a musical metaphor for this kind of psychological oscillation between two states.
And, says director Cazares, sounds so good in the process, even if we don't know opera or classical music.
If you go to any big budget movies, you understand his language because he invented it. He was the sort of granddad of Hollywood movie music, and there's a direct line from him right to John Williams. So if you've ever heard Star Wars, you know what Korngold sounds like.
The Ring of Polycrates is not Star Wars, but it has Korngold's signature orchestrations and emotional power that drew Hollywood's attention in the first place. Bill Siebel, KERA News.
Korngold's short comic opera is paired with his violin concerto in the Dallas Opera's program. And for 30 years, while Guyva Taylor created costumes for the Undermain Theater in Shakespeare, Dallas, her SMU design students have worked all over North Texas. In the Art Seek Artist Spotlight, Jerome Weeks visited Taylor as she fitted costumes what may be her last show.
It looks as though the Russian army has camped out in the Undermain Theater's basement space. Leather boots and bright green military hats are piled up. The walls are lined with racks of old-fashioned shawls and army coats. There's barely room to squeeze by. In the middle of all the racks, 74-year-old costume designer Guyva Taylor plucks out blouses, deciding if they'll work. The theater's rehearsing Anton Chekhov's play, Three Sisters, and actor Chris Messersmith shows off a new find.
Oh, honey.
Finding a pair of comfortable boots in a costume is a rarity.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're super, yes.
Chekhov's plays often seem to be just little, wistful, comic family quarrels. But the cast of Three Sisters is actually big. 15 actors. And we follow the family for 2 years, stuck in a town with an army garrison. So the actors go through a lot of costumes. Just how many?
I don't know. I think maybe I don't want to know. Even to have dressing rooms for this many people is a bit of a challenge. Physically, the Undermen cannot handle any more than this.
Taylor should know. She designed 24 shows for the theater, one of our more ambitious companies. That's meant costuming everything from witches and cyborgs to Jersey mobsters. What's more, Taylor has been our most influential costumer. For 31 years at SMU, she taught design or ran the costume shop. Her students now work across North Texas. Meanwhile, her own designs have graced the Dallas Theater Center, Lyric Stage, Kitchen Dog. Lately, we haven't seen much of those designs. Taylor retired from SMU in 2015. A few months later, she was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. She underwent a lumpectomy. Chemotherapy for 4 months, radiation for 6 weeks.
Some people can do chemotherapy and not be badly affected at all. It was devastating for me. I can't remember a lot of it. It really, really knocked me down. I have only recently gotten some energy back.
She recovered. Her cancer scans are clear. She's designed 2 shows already, but Three Sisters is her return to the Undermain. And it may be her swan song. Costuming has been Taylor's passion ever since she came to UT Austin, saw the drama building, and switched majors from education.
I learned to see color. I learned that seeing was the most important thing, even more important than drawing. I learned that costuming was fluid, and clothing is narrative. Every time. You cannot put clothes on someone without telling the audience something.
Traditionally, a show's designers sketch out plans in advance. The director okays them, and that look is locked in. But Taylor doesn't draw or sew up costumes from scratch that often. She settles on an idea with the director, then pulls a show together like this, renting military uniforms from the Guthrie Theater, sorting through pieces she's collected. This is her fluid approach. The cast's look evolves as she finds vests or shoes. Taylor says she scrounges all this stuff.
Everywhere. Well, I use rethreads. I use Salvation Army. I use Genesis.
It's break time for rehearsal. The cast floods the lobby.
So, I was going to get some coffee.
Hello, you love me?
Of course.
Did you come
to say? I love you.
Guyva's husband, T.A. Taylor. He's acting in Three Sisters. The two have been together since they met at SMU. In 1977, Guyva took a leave of absence from academia to get some New York experience. So the Taylors moved. Guyva worked off and on Broadway, even designing a futuristic drama.
That was the first time I used bubble wrap. And I actually got a review in the New York Times for my bubble wrap.
But after having 3 children, the Taylors eventually moved back to Dallas in 1990. After all these years, Guyva insists costuming is still her passion. But she is considering putting away her tape measure for good. If Three Sisters is her swan song as a designer, cancer won't be the cause. It'll be her grandchildren. She wants to spend even more time with them, alternating. One in Alabama, one in California. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Three Sisters runs at the Undermain Theater through March 11th. See a gallery of Guyva Taylor's designs at artandseek.org. Cloudy skies in store for us this evening. Should be a low around 43, and tomorrow sunny with a high near 67. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.